Yemen, Gaza, Iran, three fronts strain a regional order. The Middle East is demanding attention on at least three simultaneous vectors. Houthi forces struck targets linked to Saudi energy operations, wounding 73 people and forcing a halt at affected sites. The strikes reintroduce oil market risk at a moment when global energy markets are already unsettled by the Ukraine conflict. Saudi Aramco operations being disrupted, even temporarily, signals to futures traders that Persian Gulf infrastructure is less insulated from regional conflict than it might appear. In Gaza, seven people were killed by Israeli strikes within a 24-hour window, even as a ceasefire agreement nominally remains in place. The phrase ceasefire in name only has been applied so frequently to this situation that it has almost lost meaning. But the operational reality is that strikes continue, casualties accumulate, and the diplomatic framework appears increasingly tenuous. The Trump administration inherited the ceasefire architecture that the Biden administration spent enormous political capital negotiating and is now watching it fray without a clear strategy for reinforcement. The Iran dimension connects all of it. The Trump administration has been conducting what senior officials describe as a pressure campaign against Iranian interests, military operations, sanctions, and interdictions. While both President Trump and Vice President Vance have conspicuously refused to use the word war to describe the effort, that refusal is politically calculated. War triggers specific constitutional questions about congressional authorization, specific treaty obligations, and domestic political consequences the administration is evidently trying to avoid. Iran has now responded by formally labeling U.S. military pressure overt aggression, a legally meaningful term in international law that signals Tehran is building a formal record for international and domestic consumption. Senator Rick Scott further complicated the picture by declaring Turkey not our friend after the U.S. Treasury Department sanctioned a Turkish bank for financial activity connected to Iran. Turkey is a NATO member. The comment reflects a genuine deterioration in the U.S.-Turkey relationship that has been building for years, and if Turkish banks are facilitating Iranian sanctions evasion, the problem is structural, not rhetorical. The entire sanctions architecture the United States has constructed against Tehran depends on allies not quietly undermining it.